We live.
We live what, sister?
Remember the people in Trinidad this morning.
Remember the people in Trinidad. What are we missing? What am I missing?
Flooding.
It flooded there.
Okay. All right, remember the people in Trinidad.
Thank you. I would like to wake up to an alligator in your living room.
Some people have them for pets. Snakes too.
Well, unwanted.
Oh, unwanted. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah. Once when Luis was in my house, I woke up and there he was.
You know the feeling.
I had a wig.
And I was, and he was a willing guest. I let him in. My. All right. Let's get started. Now, what we're talking on the book of Romans, we're on Romans 9. We finally got finished with Romans 8 last Sunday. Well, Sunday before last, and starting on Romans 9. Romans 8 is a beautiful chapter, you know as well as I do. It brings adoption in, it brings a new birth, it brings going on to perfection, it brings in those who is justified, he's already glorified. So, what can we say to this? Paul surmised the whole chapter, says, if God be for us, who can be against us? So we must see that even in peril and life and death and all the things that go on, that if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen? Remember, everything here is temporal. Temporary.
Yes.
Even your life that you're breathing right now is temporary.
Right. That's right.
Amen? Because we're not going to breathe the same air when we come back in the millennium. No, it'll be a lot cleaner. It'll be a lot better.
Amen.
Won't be any disease going in and out of our body through our breath. We won't have to ever worry about that again.
Fat.
Amen?
Fat.
Amen. Know what?
I won't be fat.
No. Oh, bless your heart. Well, that's all right. But we got to get there first.
That's right.
And this is our part now, is to get in there part. We got to get there first.
Yes.
Amen? So we got to get the Bible down. We got to get all the scriptures down. And I was thinking yesterday, actually this morning, when I was writing my little note to Brother Dale, about how that Brother Brown said there was an eternal quality to the elect. And that's what I was thanking Brother Dale for doing, was to bring, he's bringing that eternal quality to us. But he had to get it first.
Yes.
There's always one had to get it first. So he got the eternal quality first. And he is giving that eternal quality to me and you. And man, eternal quality. I love those two words, eternal quality. So in other words, that quality is never going to go away. That quality is always eternal. And what is it? It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God not in written form. It's the Word of God revealed.
That's right.
And that's what we're trying to see here, is the Word of God revealed.
That's right.
Not just the Word of God in letter form. Because a letter will kill you. All this will kill you if you don't become it. And that's our whole point. Even in the seals, I believe Brother Branham came to a point where he saw that what he was bringing was the truth, and that man had come to a place to where all back in time, it's like I was saying Sunday, they actually put the Son of Man out of the church. They put Christ out of the church.
Right.
Because he was in, you know, at the door knocking there in Revelations, and it was sealed. And Bob, we were talking, me and Bob sent me a text. I think maybe he understood what was going on. But that door was sealed with seven seals. When they kicked him out of the church, it was sealed with seven seals. And he couldn't get back in until he knocked on the door.
Right.
And thank God for a prophet that opened the door first to let us in. And then we could all go. We could all bring Christ in and let him sup with us. Because I don't believe he supped with man since Adam. The way he wants to.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not supped with man the way he wants to, except when Adam and Eve were in the garden, there was no sin. He said, well, he supped with the 11. Well, he supped with 12, and one of them was the devil. But they didn't understand who he was until he came back on the day of Pentecost in the form of the Holy Ghost into the believer. So.
What did Peter say?
I'm sorry?
What Peter said, he said, who do you say I am? And Peter said.
Right. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. But that wasn't...
You recognized, didn't
you? No, that wasn't Peter's revelation. See, that's what we were talking about Sunday. Did you? Okay. Well, we'll talk about a little bit more this coming Sunday. Because what Peter said, Jesus said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but my Father in heaven. That was the revelation of the Father. Peter never got that revelation.
Right.
He was speaking in a prophecy through, that God was speaking through Peter, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Because, listen, Peter never answered his question.
Right.
Yeah. Peter never answered his question. But God being gracious, God being patient, we'll read it this afternoon, and I'll go over a little bit more. Jesus asked, says, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Right. Well, the Son of Man and the Son of God is different.
Right.
He said, who am I, the Son of Man? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In other words, you're the creator God, but we don't understand why that flesh is standing there.
Yeah.
And you have to eat like we do, go to the bathroom like we do. The problem was, is the people, it's the same way with Brother Branham, the people that were so close to Brother Branham thought he was God in human flesh, but still they couldn't understand him to be human because they'd made him all kind of different things, you know, and he wasn't God. There's no way he could be God. He was born sex. Right. So there's no way he could be the firstborn son of God or even the secondborn son of God.
Yeah.
Amen? So, but he was one to come to introduce him. He come to introduce, like Brother Dale's been preaching, we got to get this down right. The Son of God was preached down through seven church ages. The Son of God, which is God in you and the Holy Ghost. Right?
Right.
That's the Son of God. Mm-hmm. That's the Creator coming and creating me a new heart, burning out the old nature, and He comes in. Well, now that's not the Son of Man revelation. That's the Son of God revelation, is that God is going to save you. Because I'm going to read you this afternoon. I don't know why we always get started on what I'm going to preach on.
It's all right.
You just have to be careful, though. You do have to be careful. You don't want to give too much out. Then y'all could sleep during second service. But remember, the Son of God in the form He was in never saved anybody.
Yeah.
That's true.
You heard what I said.
Right. Yeah. I don't understand that.
All through the Old Testament, there was no one had salvation.
I thought you meant after He died.
No. Son of God goes all the way back to Creator, back to the beginning.
Right.
Son of God's not Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's the part people's not getting. Yeah, he is, but at that dispensation, he's not. Because the Son of Man says, I have power to forgive sins on the earth.
Yeah, right.
The Son of God didn't forgive sins through the Old Testament. He covered them.
Yeah.
Right.
He covered them. Remember? There was animal sacrifices. They only covered sin. Till the Son of God come into the form of the Son of Man to seek and save those who are lost. To judge. Because the Son of God judgment was. Remember how Brother Brown said, I always thought that God hated me but Jesus loved me? But I found out they were the same person.
Right.
Well, it was a different dispensation, though. Under the Son of God dispensation, and when He said, let there be light, it come through all the Old Testament. He didn't save one person. Born again. You understand what I'm saying? Born again, where the soul of man was burned out, and God come and resided in the soul. That can't happen under animal sacrifices.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to read Hebrews 9. Read Hebrews 6. That says if that sacrifice had been worthy, you could have just made one and you didn't have to make no more. But every year there had to be a new sacrifice made.
Yeah.
Why? Because it only covered and pushed the sin to Calvary. But when Christ come, which is the Son of God in human flesh, in the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, and the Word was made flesh. You know it took 4,000 years from verse 1 of Hebrews? Hebrews 1. John 1, let's do John 1. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, and Word was God. Right in the beginning, that's right here. That's when everything was created. Verse 14 says, and that Word was made flesh. There was 4,000 years in between those scriptures. But there was no salvation. Only salvation is in Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
The only salvation through Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ was who? The Son of Man.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why he kept asking them, who do you say I, the Son of Man, am? The only revelation they had was Peter, in other words, was saying, we don't know exactly who you are, but we know what's inside of you must have done something. You're anointed. You're the Messiah. But now, folks, remember, Peter said that great words, those great words. And Jesus even said, Peter, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom, right? Whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. Peter denied him three times, cursed him, cursed, right? And when Jesus came back, Peter didn't believe it because he went fishing.
Right.
He went right back to his regular normal duties. So don't tell me that Peter had a revelation back in Matthew where he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He did not.
Yeah.
That was a foretelling of God speaking through a man named Peter. Why did he say that? Why did he say that? We're going to cover it this afternoon, so... He said, upon this rock, upon that revelation of the Son of God, I'll build my church. So it was for the church's sake, it wasn't. Now, we know Peter and him begun the church, but not at that time. There was no kingdom. There was no church. Christ hadn't died yet. Christ had to die to release that Son of God.
That's it.
The Son of Man went to heaven.
Amen.
On the right hand of God, the Son of Man, the flesh man God, is now in another dimension. Amen? Actually making intercession for us because he was flesh at one time, the stripes and all that. He sent back the Son of God, sent back the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. That wasn't the Son of Man.
That's right.
That's what I kept saying last Sunday. The Son of Man revelation was put out of the church.
Right.
And he's standing there knocking, trying to get back in. Well, praise God, though, that door was sealed with seven seals. That door was sealed with seven seals in Revelation 3:14 and all down through there. That was sealed with seven seals. There was a seven seal mystery that God was trying to get back to the church. And thank God in the end time, through the prophet of God, the door was open and the Son of Man stepped back into where he's supposed to be in the church, which is now. No other time, not even when Brother Branham was here, did they have a revelation of the Son of Man. Only William Branham had that revelation.
Right. That's right.
But I say that we do.
Yes.
I say that we do now have the revelation of the Son of Man. Who he is, what's he doing, where's he at.
Amen.
I told Dad the other day, I said, now, if Christ asked that question, he's asking it every service now. Who do you say I, the Son of Man, am? Take Peter out of the equation now. Because we can now answer that question. Peter couldn't answer that question. Peter just got an unction from God to speak that because Jesus said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. In other words, he got an unction from God, spoke that, just so that he could build his church on the Son of God revelation.
Yes.
Is that all right? It's really, but see, if you stay under the Son of God revelation, then you must pass away and be called up in the resurrection. Only the Son of Man has the sign of the resurrection. How many people did the Son of Man raise when he was here? Every dead person, I was reading it yesterday, Jairus' daughter, the widow woman that the kid was going, they were having a funeral procession, and he stopped that funeral procession, and he just reached and...
Right.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'll tell you this afternoon too. I'm going to warn you about something. Watch Jesus' life because that's the Son of Man's life. You watch Brother Branham in the form of the Son of Man, not him being the Son of Man, but using that revelation, he did not have to scream, shout, or holler at a demon or a disease or nothing. He never raised his voice. Jesus never raised his voice.
He lowered his.
That's right. And actually, you want me to go a little bit further? Jesus would just walk into a room and the devil started talking to him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
When he goes to Gerar and he walks out of the boat and the legion man walks up, first thing legion says, Jesus didn't say, now you bunch of devils. No. Legion said, why are you here to torment us before our time? They knew he, and they said Son of God, which see, they weren't looking at the human person. They were seeing that anointing or that spirit that they dealt with. Listen, folks, Let me be real. Let me give you a good revelation. Yeah, I'm going to preach this one right here. They'd already seen him back in where he was at.
That's right. Yes.
They recognized who he was. And they said, why are you here? Because they knew they were judged back in another dimension somewhere. Remember when they fell?
Yeah, right.
If Michael was Christ, he didn't look no different than Jesus did.
That's right.
So that's how they recognized him. Why you come here before our time to torment us, thou son of God? Can we leave? That's not, I like it when you walk in a room and the devil wants to leave. Most of the time we bring him with us. I'm sorry, but most of the time, but look, that's the Son of Man revelation.
Yeah, amen.
That's what we got to come to. See, that's why Brother Brown said hospitals, we're not gonna walk in a hospital, I don't think, and everybody just instantly be healed, but I don't see why we can't be having a discussion like this, and a man of God walks in and starts just speaking the word of God, just not just preaching.
Right.
Excuse me, talking like we're talking. We just ate. Talking like we're talking, and a demon just leave the building. Something that's been bothering you. How many times have you been in a church service, though, something being bothered? Something that's bothered you, and when you left, it left.
Amen. Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah. Right.
What was that?
I told you that.
That was the demon that walked in with you, that was attached to you,
right.
That left.
Amen.
Now he's got other buddies that come, you know, that come back, but that's what I'm talking about. When we talk about the Son of Man, go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Brother Dale told us many times, and that's what I'm doing now. I'm going back to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and getting the character of the Son of Man. If you ever want to know what the Son of Man is, you look Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's what he was. Yeah. So Jesus walks up to Jairus' daughter. They say, well, she's not dead. They laughed at him. Remember, because of their unbelief, he had to clear the room.
Yes.
Except for Peter, James, and John and him and the mother and the father. And he raised her up. Well, then the little guy that was had the funeral procession with the widow woman, he just said, hold on a minute. And he just reached and got the boy by the hand. He didn't shake and scream and bless God, I'm this. No, he just laid his hand on him, and the kid raised up.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is the Son of Man revelation.
Amen.
Now listen, the Son of God revelation, we come through Pentecost, some of you that did, come through Pentecost, and you saw the shaking and the shouting and the slapping and the pushing and the... That don't make a devil leave.
That's right.
But when the Son of Man was on earth, the devil identified him, the angels identified him, and he identified himself.
Right.
Who do men say, I, the Son of Man, am? Even Brother Branham said many times, Jesus never called himself the Son of God. He said, you say. You say. Why? Because that was all they could see.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't see that man hanging on the cross was God Almighty in human flesh.
Right.
They couldn't take that. But that was the Son of Man.
That's right.
And the Son of God was operating inside of him. I hope you don't understand. I hope you understand that I'm not doing away with the Son of God, but there's dispensations that he works in.
Right.
I've read you that quote. I'm going to read it again.
Yes.
Proving his word, Brother Brown said he'd come in three names, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. But in between now, according to his own word, the Son of Man will be revealed. Will reveal himself in a different way. So he's got to reveal himself in a different way than anybody's ever seen him.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because they didn't see him as the Son of Man when the 12 were walking with it. Who do men I say the Son, I the Son of Man am? Bob, we know you're something. You know, we know you're... They watched him create, so their revelation was, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Well, they know that was a creator.
Right.
Something inside that man created, but they couldn't understand how it was connected to flesh.
Right.
So I'm telling you, when the Son of Man revelation comes known among us, it's not going to be signs and wonders so much as that maybe it follows you. But I was reading this morning, no, last night, where Brother Adam was saying that was just a bait on the hook. There has to be the message behind it. Brother Dale's been preaching. There's a message behind every move of God. There's a message coming.
Right, that's it.
All the other stuff is just, it's the bait on the hook. But we want the hook. The hook is the message.
Yes,
and I don't know why in the world I've done spent 30 minutes and we haven't even started on our lesson. Well, we'll get some more of it this afternoon because we need to understand, even in that fourth seal, that if we're out of here, then we've come to an understanding and we're gone.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe we'll get a little bit into the shout, the voice, and the trump, if we can get to that this afternoon.
Amen.
If I can keep you awake long enough.
Amen.
All right, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accused from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. Now, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants. Now watch, this is what? The Old Testament. Paul is going, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants. That was the Old Testament covenants. And the giving of the law, that's the Old Testament. And the service of God and the promises. Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all. So in other words, Christ came to what? Fulfill the law, bring the promises to pass. There's only one covenant. Acts 2:38. That's the only covenant there is. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that's the only one I want, and you can have all them other covenants if you want them, but that's one I want to start with.
Amen.
All right? Because if you don't get started right, you won't end right. Whose are the fathers, and of whom is concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not Israel, all Israel which are of Israel. Now many times we fall into this same thing. When we say, well, the bride looks bad, or, you know, I did have somebody tell me, said, man, it's looking bad for the bride. It's never looked bad for the bride.
That's right.
It's never looked bad for true Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
They were looking at the hinder parts. They were looking at the what? The mixed multitude.
Right.
You say this in this message? Yeah, I'll say right now, there's more mixed multitude than there are real brides.
Amen.
In this message.
Right.
Because they know it by the letter. They don't know it by the word. They're stuck in another dispensation. They're stuck in another age.
Right.
Not all Israel is Israel. So if you say, well, the bride sure looks bad, the bride's never looked bad.
Amen.
Never.
Right.
For an example, okay, June's pretty in the morning if she is in the afternoon. Even though her hair's not done too good in the morning, it's a little, you know. You understand what I mean?
Because you know her.
Because I know her. She's my bride.
Right.
So she's never looked back.
Right.
Never. Now, there's some times that
easy.
You have to say, honey, your hair's all up on one side. I'm being nice.
We got it.
Just be nicer.
We got it.
But ain't that a type of Christ? Christ has never looked at us as bad.
Sure.
Right.
Christ has never looked at us as bad.
Right.
He's always looked. We're a bride. Period. We're the ones that attach all this stuff to it. Well, I got to do this, and I got to make sure this. And I got that laundry list I keep telling you need to get rid of.
Yeah.
Quit drinking, smoking, cussing. Wear your dresses long. Guys, cut your hair. Don't smoke. Don't drink. Don't. That's a laundry list.
Yeah.
That's bondage.
That's bondage. You're right, brother. For the preacher, brother.
Mm-hmm.
For that. You asleep?
No.
You meditating?
No. I'm listening.
I thought he's looking down his coffee cup. See, I got plenty of coffee. For they are not all Israel, which are Israel. So, get your eyes focused on the truth.
Amen.
If you'll focus your eyes on the truth, you'll always see the bride in good shape.
That's right.
Okay? Because she'll always be the Word. Now, hold on a minute. According to the dream that Brother Branham had, the bride looked beautiful, but right at the back, some of them started getting out of step.
Right. Yeah,
that's right.
Some started getting out of step. And what did he say? Get back in step.
Right.
Well, that was the preachers in the end time. Get back in step. That's us. That wasn't him.
Right.
That was us.
Right.
Get back. Because remember, the women were in the back part of the procession. He said some in the back were getting out of step. Well, it didn't make her not bride.
Right. That's right.
It just meant she was having a little faults here, a little faults there, and get back in together.
That's right.
I love that.
Okay. All right. Well, So not all Israel is Israel, because remember what Brother Brown said, he saw the first church, which looked good. Then he saw the American bride, which was horrible.
Yes.
Then he saw the second preview, which is us.
That's it.
Right.
But some kind of got out of step right toward the end. And that's our problem. Sometimes we get out of step a little bit. What is step? Step is rhythm.
Yeah.
The Word of God has a rhythm to it. When you read it, it should have a rhythm to it. It should not be scattered. This is not a shotgun gospel.
Amen.
It's a gospel that's got one way. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children.
Right.
Because they're standing there talking to Jesus before this, and they said, we be of Abraham's lineage, in other words. He said, if you'd have known Abraham, you'd have known me.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, he wasn't connected to Abraham. In seed, natural seed. He didn't have no natural seed.
Yeah.
But what? The faith seed of Abraham comes all the way down to me and you.
That's right.
Right? So neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children.
Right.
There's a, listen, to be honest, there's a lot of natural seed of Abraham that's going to be in hell.
That's right.
Natural seed.
Right.
But there won't be one spiritual seed of Abraham in hell.
Amen.
Not one. They'll all be bride. Or they'll all be going, or they'll all be given eternal life. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Remember, the Bible says, not seeds as of many. Because there was only one seed of Abraham, and that was Christ. But see, once we enter into Christ, that brings us what? Into a multiple form, but just one person, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That is, they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise. Are counted for the seed. What was the promise? The faith seed of Abraham, that you would have a child. Now I want you to remember this. For this is the word of promise, at this time will I come and Sarah shall have a son. Now remember, Abraham, when he first started his journey, God never told him it would be through Sarah. He just said, you're going to have a son.
Right.
And Abraham tried and goofed up.
Mm-hmm.
Took a Hagar and had an Ishmael. Right?
At the bidding of Sarah.
At the bidding of Sarah, you're right. She pushed him into doing it. And that's where you got to be careful. You have to be careful with that, you know.
That's right.
Listening to that reasoning.
Right.
But at that time, Sarah didn't have revelation either.
That's right.
See, Sarah was just like Eve. She's trying to help God promote the program.
Exactly.
Eve was trying to help God promote the program, so Sarah had that same spirit, devil,
right,
that was trying to promote the program.
Because
right. Abraham probably told Sarah, said, hey, God told me I was going to have a promise child. And Sarah's like, well, you know, you might be okay, but me and you've been having a relationship since we were teenagers and we ain't produced nothing yet. So Sarah goes, Hagar, let's try this. And it didn't work out. But when Melchizedek come and told him, said, by Sarah, you're going to have this son, according to the time of life. See, then that's why Brother Brown says, and we'll cover that maybe later on. For Brother Brown says, every seed of faith has to go just like Abraham, which you have to meet Melchizedek. You have to meet God in human flesh.
Repeat that.
I'm sorry?
Who said that? You said so-and-so said. Never mind.
I lost my thought there for a second. But, no, Brother Randall told us, I believe it was in Who Is This Melchizedek, that every son of the faith will meet the same journey as Abraham, make the same journey as Abraham met. Called, he went through justification in type, justification, sanctification, baptism, the Holy Ghost, and then at the end he met God in human flesh. Now, he didn't meet Jesus.
That's right.
Nope.
Same person.
Yes, he is.
But it was a different flesh. That flesh couldn't die for you.
Amen.
He couldn't be our brother.
Right.
But that was God in human flesh.
That's right.
Called Melchizedek.
That's right.
Because Brother Brown said Melchizedek became Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
Think they look the same?
Absolutely.
And what did that
Why would they look different? Melchizedek is not some old Melchizedek wasn't some old gray headed looking something.
That's a reasonable question though.
Sure.
Sure it is. But the theophany of God never changed. That's why I said God, even Jesus, that's why nobody knew him when he resurrected.
That's right.
He was 20 years old when he resurrected. He wasn't 30,
right.
Something looked 50.
Yeah.
That's right.
I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
He's full of it today. That's good. Sorry.
So anyway, well, you got it. Just makes sense, folks, because he met the two of the mess in another form, the Bible says.
Right.
Now, he wasn't in another form.
Right.
Remember, no one saw Jesus below 20 years old except Joseph and Mary.
Right.
Joseph and Mary, I mean, Joseph was dead at that time because he was an older man. He's already gone.
Right.
Mary's the only one that knew who he was, but she didn't see him till later. Remember, he appeared to Mary Magdalene, and she thought he was a gardener.
That's right.
A young boy working in the rose bushes.
He did.
Because she had seen him at 30-something years old. Right? But when Jesus came out of that tomb, he wasn't no 30s. He didn't look like Hoffman's head of Christ.
That's right.
He looked like the God that created everything. That's why I told him about June when she was, when she went to that Baptist church for a while, they had this booklet about that thick, and it was Experiencing God. And the person they had on front of that piece of paper, I wouldn't want it. He looked like Methuselah. No, he didn't. He looked like
Charlton Heston. Kinda.
Kinda, but he also looked like, wait a minute. He looked like, what was the guy that slept for all that time?
Rip Van Winkle.
He looked like Rip Van Winkle. I'm telling you. Here's Experiencing God, and this is the way the guy looked. He's got long, he's bald-headed up to here, and his hair down straight.
Oh, my.
And he's looking like this. That ain't the God I want.
That's
no.
That's their God, though. They have a Trinity.
Sure it is. That's God.
That's God.
The Father.
That's
not Christ.
That's
Jesus. Right.
Thank God for Revelation.
Huh? What message church
did
they go to?
Yeah, what message church?
Wrong.
That was the wrong church in that one. That was the Baptist church. But not something against the Baptist. They just don't have a revelation like we do.
That's right.
Right.
When God said, let there be light, he looked 20 years old.
Right.
I say because Brother Brown said he was in the prime. If we're going to be changed back to the prime of our life,
right. Yeah.
God's never not been the prime of his life.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
So that's the God we're going to see. That's the God that Abraham, that's the God that Abraham met in human flesh, Melchizedek. It wasn't Melchizedek like this. Melchizedek didn't come up and say, now in 28 days, in 28 days, you're going to be changed back to a young man or woman. No, I believe when he saw him walk up, he said, that's a man I want to be like right there, 20-year-old, you know, prime of life.
Amen.
Yeah, that's Melchizedek. That's the God we serve.
Amen.
We don't serve a God, because they do, like you said, true. If you got a father, he's got to look older.
That's right.
The son's got to look younger.
Yeah.
And I don't think they have much of a clue what the Holy Ghost is.
I mean, you never see a picture of that, do you?
Never. I did see one picture of Melchizedek. Where were we at? Somebody had a picture on the wall of Abraham washing Melchizedek's feet.
Oh, I don't know.
And he was just a young boy, 20-year-old young boy. Now,
really?
Whoever got that got a revelation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because, listen, be honest with everybody in this room. Until today, or even before you got a good revelation, you all thought Melchizedek was an older man.
Yes.
Raise your hand. Everybody raise your hand. Okay, I want to. But yes, you did. You thought he was an older man. Now, he's a young kid. And when Joshua met the captain of the host, he wasn't an old man.
Right.
So that's why Joshua, when he pulled that sword, he said, are you for us or against us? Why? Because he was a formidable opponent.
That's right.
He said, no. Huh?
I believe that's Christ himself.
That was exactly who Christ was. He had just took on the form. He took up a body just like he did in Melchizedek.
That's right.
And he was standing there saying, no, I'm the captain of the host.
That's right.
I'm sure Joshua, then what did he do? Y'all keep reading that?
He worshiped.
He took his shoes off because that captain said, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. Now, that goes back to Moses at the burning bush.
Right.
And listen, if Moses would have had a revelation, if Moses would have had a current revelation, when he looked in that bush, he'd have seen a young man standing there.
Amen.
Yeah.
But he only saw it on fire because of the time of his revelation.
Okay.
And you know what? The time of our revelation could have been that God was this older gentleman. But not now.
Right.
No, very youthful.
Amen.
Man, if we created everything that that was in the world and stars and all this stuff. Why would you want an old man to do that?
Yeah.
You want somebody. I think he had fun. We won't get nowhere there. I just think God had fun. I think he had fun. He said, all right, I'm going to put this galaxy over here. Let's move it over. Let's put 14 planets over here, and let's have 9 over here, and we're going to put the sun and the earth. And
nope.
We're going to just move everything over and start here and go over here.
To me, that's
God standing there just having fun.
Admiring.
Well, what did Brother Branham say? His example was a child playing before the father.
Right.
Doorstep.
Yeah.
That was the Son creating all things.
When you say created a body, did he put flesh? Just put flesh on his body?
Sure.
Okay.
God never had didn't have a body. God always had a body. Even when I was reading it yesterday, and I want to try to maybe not cover it this Sunday, but you know, Jesus told the woman at the well, or Nicodemus, that God is a spirit. No man has seen God at any time. Well, now that doesn't mean that he's just this cloud that you see. No, he's a person.
Right.
He's always had fingers, arms, hands, feet, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, whatever you want to say. Even internal organs. Because remember, we're human beings and we were made just like him.
In his image. Yeah.
Hmm?
We were made in God's image.
That's exactly right.
In your thinking, you could say God is alive.
That's exactly what he is. But remember, he's not a life force like when you see these movies where, like Daddy always said, you know, you see this pulsating light, you know, where you see this entity floating through. No, he's a person. He's as solid, more solid than we are. I was thinking about yesterday, Sister Gabby's mother died last night, for those of you that didn't know that. But they sent us the text to be praying for him, and I thought, now we see a solid something laying there in the casket.
Mm-hmm.
And she went somewhere.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
She's more solid there than she is here.
Yeah.
Right.
Because she's an eternal person.
Right.
Okay, if she's born again, she's an eternal person. She's more alive now. That's our problem. We tell us she's, you know, that she's gone on. Well, that's fine. That's okay. We can be sorrowful. But man, we got to realize that's more real than this.
Right.
Because this is going to pass away. That won't. When I point like that, that's the sixth dimension. That's not going to pass away. That's actually going to come here into this dimension.
Right.
We're all going to be changed.
Right.
And then we're going to go in a rapture. But where do we get? Let's just read a few of these.
Joe had his hand up.
I'm sorry, Brother Joe.
Me?
Do you have your hand up?
Oh, a long time ago, about an hour ago.
So you were here at 9:30 holding your hand up?
No, I said if God was an old man, he was creating everything. Let it be one star.
We're taking it from an older gentleman, probably the oldest one in the room, besides Joyce. I mean, really, you create something and go.
Yeah.
Where'd I put it?
Yeah.
I mean, right to me, I ain't go, where'd I put it?
The refrigerator.
Where'd it go? I laid that planet down and can't find it nowhere.
That's me.
But that youthful God didn't ever do that, man. He was just. But that's the God we serve. I mean, we don't serve an old God. We serve a new, vibrant, alive,
living.
Somebody that when we get to heaven with him, he's not gonna have to with him. We're not going. He's not gonna have to take time off to recuperate. Neither are we.
Yes,
right. Aaron,
we just talk about God having a body. You know, where Scripture talks about. You know, Brother Brown talks about. He just blew the elements and he stepped into
Correct.
Them. Those
right.
elements actually took on the form.
Correct.
Of
if you've heard Aaron preach, man, it's been years ago. All God done is stepped into this dimension, took some dirt, and went, well, what did the dirt do? The dirt just formed around what already was standing there.
That's right. Oh, I love that.
So Melchizedek looked like God. He was God. But the form looked like God. The guy that was the captain of the host looked just the same. And if you want me to prove that, I'll let Brother Branham prove it for you, just before we go. Brother Branham brings the analogy of the dead saints how that Jesus, when he died, he went down to hell, preached to the souls in prison. Remember, he comes back up, knocks on the door of paradise.
Right.
Who opens the door? Abraham opens
That's
the door.
Right.
Now, who was that standing at the door? That was Jesus Christ in his theophany at 20 yes. years old, right?
Okay.
Abraham said, look, Sarah.
Yes.
That's what we fed the calf to.
There's the man we fed the calf to.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Brother Ram said we no longer see Melchizedek because he became
Jesus Christ. That's right. You don't see Melchizedek. Yeah. You see Melchizedek.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, Abraham said, we ate a calf for you, didn't we? He said, yeah, come on. We got something else today.
Amen.
Amen. But now remember, that same form in the form of the Holy Ghost has got to go into you. Now you don't take on that form. We're not going to ever all look like Jesus Christ because we have female and male.
Exactly.
Right?
That's right.
Physically.
That's right.
But the form we take is the form he saw, and in Genesis 1:26, he made the man.
Amen.
And you'll never change from that.
Right.
That's what you'll be for an eternity. Everybody okay with that?
Okay.
We need to go upstairs now because we don't have anything done here in Romans 9.
Yeah, but
we'll start on 9 next week.
You said us a lot. Wait, that's the best I ever heard from you.